Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Chronicles of Nannia, a nanny resource podcast made for nannies by me, a nanny. I am your host, Martha Reddick, and this week, I'm very excited, I have Kimberly Roberts-Banakovich on to talk about Via the Village. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's so nice to have you here. Kimberly and I met on Facebook, as I meet so many of my nanny friends, and she was talking about Via the Village, and I immediately, my ears perked up because I was like, oh, this sounds like a really great thing for that nannies need to know about, and so I invited her on the show. Before we get into Via the Village, mm-hmm. let's hear a little bit about you and your background and your nanny journey, as I like to call it.
Sure. So I started babysitting at age 12 mm-hmm. for a family with six children.
Oh my gosh.
And
sink or swim.
Yes. I was paid 50 cents per kid per hour. And I was elated by that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I started babysitting for random families around the neighborhood after that. And in college, I went to college for early childhood education. Mm-hmm. That's what I have my bachelor's degree in. Nice. I got my first nanny job in college, and it was fantastic. I loved it. I still stay in touch with the family. I just took my son to my very first nanny kids high school graduation party.
Aww.
Yes. And after that, I taught kindergarten for 2 years right out of college.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. It was not what I expected.
Right.
And I just missed nannying.
Yeah.
I missed the close connection that you could make with children when you're with them 40 to 60 hours a week.
Yeah.
And so I decided to go back to nannying. While I was teaching, actually, I was approached by a high-profile family who had mm-hmm. saw my resume online and took a position with them. And that sort of solidified my future right there. I've been a nanny for the past 17 years.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
I know so many teachers that mm-hmm. are, you know, either you miss nannying or you just feel that want for a more one-on-one a few
mm-hmm.
connection, meeting. That's something that, because I was a high school teacher.
Okay.
And I tutor now, and I really enjoy being able to like really help one student
right.
and focus.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And it really makes
yeah,
a difference.
It's just so hard to get to know 20 children,
mm-hmm.
you know, in especially when you only have them. Like I had two. This was, you know, back in the day, that it wasn't full-day kindergarten. It was
right.
still half-day. So I only had these kids for, you know, I had 22 kids for 3 hours in the morning and 20 kids for 3 hours in the afternoon. And,
oh, my gosh.
You know, I just always felt like I wanted to get to know them better and so that I could help them
mm-hmm.
In a more, like, personal way. But that just didn't end up happening. And
yeah.
that's what I missed about nannying.
I had 35 kids.
Oh, my God. Bless
in my
heart.
Sophomore class. And I was just like, wow, there's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way that I can help all these kids. And the whole thesis was about like fostering autonomy. And I was like, how do I foster autonomy in 35 different directions?
Yeah.
So now I encourage fostering autonomy in my nanny practice.
Nice.
Well, wonderful. That's a lovely nanny journey.
Yeah.
As you continue on.
Yes.
But you're here to talk about Via the Village.
Yes.
So to get started, can you give a background about what Via the Village is?
Sure. So Via the Village is a new startup company. They have developed a website that will help families facilitate nanny shares, search for nannies, and will help parents to grow their village by connecting them with families in their area.
Yeah, and I love that idea.
Yes, for play dates, for childcare swaps, carpools, different things. Unlike other platforms, Via the Village aims to offer an equal platform for parents, nannies, and nanny moms.
Okay.
I myself am a nanny mom, so mm-hmm. this is something that I'm really passionate about. It will also allow nannies to grow their village, to seek mentors, find backup care, and form friendships. Because, you know, I think we all know that nannies make the best friends.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
They just do. You know, my really nanny do. Friends that I made 10 years ago, I'm still friends with.
Yeah.
So we, as nannies, we understand how important networking is. And mm-hmm. Via the Village wants to make networking easier.
Which is, yes, that's so important. And there isn't really a super streamlined platform
right.
for that right now.
Right. There isn't.
You can kind of do it yourself.
Yeah, you can. There's Facebook groups and, mm-hmm. you know, things like that. But right, there's really no platform.
Yeah.
So that's what Via the Village is hoping to be for nannies. We also, so Via the Village, while we do focus on nanny shares, families can also find a nanny exclusive to their family.
Mm-hmm.
Nannies who are not interested in shares can find a single family to work for.
Right.
So it's not just shares, but we do the way that Via the Village was born was the CEO and founder, Emily Luange. She had several nanny shares. She has two kids and mm-hmm. has had several nanny shares and just saw them as a way to allow more families to have the high quality care that a nanny can bring.
Right.
Families can save 33%, which comes out to thousands of dollars of savings per year. And nannies can make 33% more.
Right.
So, you know, Emily, you know, when we first started talking, she mentioned when she first started out with this idea for Via the Village, she saw it as a way to help families.
Mm-hmm.
But after talking with nannies, she realized this is a way to elevate the nanny profession too. This
yes.
is a way to help nannies to be able to be paid what they deserve.
Right. And yeah, to have more opportunity with more families.
Right.
Because yeah, and we actually, Chronicles of Nanny does have an episode about nanny shares. So
nice.
If you are listening and you're like, wait, what exactly is a nanny share? If you know, and there might be some newer nannies that don't know what that is.
Yes.
So go listen to that episode because we kind of cover the ins and outs and the pros and cons, although I agree with you that there's a lot more pros to it
there
for
are.
Both
yes.
the nannies and the families and
right.
the kids.
Exactly, yes. It's great for kids. And so I listened to that episode, actually
yeah.
loved it. And I feel like there are maybe a lot of nannies out there who know what a nanny share is, but who maybe have misconceptions about how
yeah.
a nanny share works. And so, yeah, definitely I would recommend checking out that episode because it's really helpful in explaining exactly what a real nanny share is like.
Right. Yes. Because also, yeah, know your worth and know that yeah. you getting paid less than one kid is not a nanny share.
Right.
That's not how it's supposed to yeah. be done. You're yeah. supposed to be making more
right.
than for one family. Well, awesome. So how did you get involved? How did you meet the CEO? And
yeah.
get
involved? So Emily, after she had this idea, it started out as a Facebook page mm-hmm. Called Nanny Share and Care Chicago. And it started off when I joined, I think there were maybe, this was a year ago in September when I joined the group. Mm-hmm. And it had about 150, 200 members. It now has close to 4,000 members wow. just a year later. So we know that there's a need.
Yeah.
We know that families want this. We know that nannies want this. So Emily reached out to the group and asked if there were any nannies who would be interested in talking with her about this idea that she had yeah. for this platform. I was one of the first nannies to reach out, and she and I actually, we spoke on the phone first, and she said, I love everything that you just said. Would you like to get together and talk about this further? And I said, sure. We did that. We had a really great meeting. And she asked, you know, if I wanted to stay involved in this process. And I said, sure, I'll, you know, how can I help?
Yeah.
And
very
you know,
nanny of you.
Exactly. Yes. And, you know, I've been a nanny advocate for a long time. And,
right.
you know, I just, when I see something that I feel can help elevate our field, you know, I have to jump in.
Right.
So, I just, you know, over the year, I just kept asking, how can I help? How mm-hmm. can I help? And eventually, you know, I was doing so much that they offered me this position within the company. My official title is Nanny Expert.
Nice.
My unofficial title is Nanny Liaison via the Village Ambassador. I also do some advertising and marketing, and I moderate the forum on the website and also moderate the different Via the Village Facebook pages.
Okay, great. And there's a page in Chicago, obviously,
yes.
where we are based out of. But mm-hmm. Before we started recording, you mentioned that there are other pages. Do you, like, know some of the other cities that
yes.
have a page?
Yeah, so we have Via the Village in Houston. We have one in San Francisco. We just created one in the Detroit metro area. And Nanny reached out to us and said, I just love this idea. I have a local group. There are tons of nannies. Would you mind making a Via the Village group for Metro Detroit? And we said, of course.
Which is so wonderful that, you know, so young in this process and you're already really listening.
Yes.
To where the need is,
yes.
which I think proves.
I feel that's really important. Yeah, and you know, the thing that drew me to Via the Village in the first place was that, you know, I felt like Emily was on the same page mm-hmm. as I was in terms of really wanting to help nannies.
Right.
And, you know, understanding that in things like, for example, we have a Kickstarter campaign.
Yeah.
She, you know, is very understanding about the fact that, you know, nannies generally don't have a lot of disposable income.
Right.
Maybe they won't be our biggest backers, you know, of the Kickstarter campaign. But, you know, if we can get them excited about this and this new platform and we can get them engaged and listen to their concerns and listen to, you know, the changes that they've been waiting so long,
right.
you know, to see, then I feel like, you know, if even, you know, a nanny could donate $1 or $5 or, you know, we have some wonderful gifts available for nannies. We have different packages. If you donate $30, you get a free hour of consulting from a nanny expert, which is me.
Nice.
there's a package for $55. You can get a free premium membership for a year and an hour of consulting. So,
So that's like a good deal.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we just, you know, we hope that that everyone out there can, you know, check out our Kickstarter campaign. And even if you can't donate, you know, if you can share the information with your nanny groups or, you know, your nanny friends, every little bit helps. And every dollar bumps us up in the, you know, the Kickstarter algorithm. The thing about Kickstarter is that it's all or nothing.
Right.
So if you donate and we're not fully funded, you get all of your money back.
Right.
So there's really no risk. You're donating, you know, to help us create this website, to get it out of beta, which is where it is right now, and also to create an app, which will be, you know, we are hoping it will be extremely user-friendly for parents and nannies. So yeah, that's in the future, hopefully.
Yeah, so that, just to repeat back what I hear you saying, is that if someone donated $55 to the Kickstarter, then you would have a year membership at no risk, because if the website doesn't end up happening, if it's not fully funded through Kickstarter, then you get that money back.
Yes, correct.
So you're buying in a year of a premium membership at really no risk.
And an hour of free consulting.
And an hour of free consulting. So that's really great. But if that's not something that you can afford right now, even donating a dollar, because if 100 nannies donate a dollar, then that gets you guys higher in the algorithm and seen by more people.
Yes. Yes, that will bump us up on the page, and it will allow more people to see us.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like,
so we can spread the word.
When you go to Kickstarter and you're just looking for something to donate to, it would come up.
Yeah, we would pop
higher.
Up. Yes, exactly.
So that people with disposable income that want to back things can find it more
easily. And something else to mention, which our business advisor, Bharat Walia, wonderful, brilliant, very talented person, he also mentioned, you know, a great way to help us out would be to share this information with your nanny family, with your bosses, you know, because they have a disposable income.
Right.
And of course, you know, they're not going to go on our site now because, you know, they already have a fantastic nanny, you. But in the future, they may need another nanny. And, you know, we hope to be, you know, that platform for them.
Right. Yes. So I, in last week's episode, we were talking about working long hours, and we were talking about how some nannies, you know, you start getting that burnout creep of like, I'm here 16 hours every day and I love these children, but I also love my home and my bed and I want to go there.
Right.
So potentially if a nanny family, you know, is not necessarily looking for another nanny, but maybe they are. There are families that need more than one nanny. Their needs have outgrown just one nanny.
Yes.
So it sounds like this would be an excellent place for them to look for that. Or if you get sick as a nanny for backup care, which you were telling me that there is a place to find a backup buddy?
Yes. So at Via the Village, we call them backup buddies. So how backup buddies work is you would find a nanny, hopefully more than one nanny. But, it, you know, let's say you just find one nanny. You would get together, try and meet up somewhere with your nanny kids, have a couple play dates, get to know each other, make sure that you feel comfortable with the level of care that they provide their own nanny kids.
Right.
And then maybe you introduce them to your nanny family. And if they're on board, that person would then become your backup buddy. And if you had to call off one morning super early and your nanny family did not have any backup, you could call your backup buddy and say, hey, would you mind if, you know, my nanny kid comes over and hangs out with you for the day? You know, of course, they would ask their bosses first.
Right.
And everyone would have to be on board. But what we found from talking with nannies and families is that everyone seems really on board with the idea and really excited. Families are excited that, you know, their kids will have a play date, you know, even if it's the whole day, like they're very understanding. you know, nannies get sick and nannies need to take vacation sometimes. And, you know, a lot of times the work of finding backup care falls on the nanny. A lot of families kind of, I don't know why, maybe they assume that we're invincible and, you know, we don't get sick because we're so wonderful. And they just expect
us. They know that we're superheroes.
Exactly.
But even superheroes get sick sometimes.
Correct. So for whatever reason, parents are often slow about finding backup care. And then, you know, it puts nannies in a tight spot when they actually do need a day off last minute. Because, you know, we don't want to disappoint anyone. We don't want to let our nanny families down. We know that our bosses work so hard and, you know, but sometimes you just need a break. So backup buddies are, you know, we hope will be a solution to that issue for nannies.
Which, yes. Oh my gosh. That is so needed.
Yes.
because, yeah, like I love the idea of a sort of modern babysitters club.
Yes,
it's a
exactly.
place to like find your babysitters club.
Right. Yeah. And find nannies that you can truly trust, you know, because I feel like it's just as hard for the nanny to leave your nanny kid with someone else than it is for the parents.
Right.
And, you know, if you know a person, if you feel comfortable with them, then you're going to feel, you're not going to worry about them when you're at home sick in your bed all day.
Right. Because you're already not feeling well.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or if you're on vacation, you want to enjoy your vacation.
Right. Exactly. Right. You don't want to have to worry about, you know, if the neighbor, you know, who the your boss has got to, you know, look in on your kids, if the neighbor is going to do a good job.
Right.
You know,
right.
You have a friend who you know is going to do a fantastic job and who's
going to
send you pictures
kid.
And updates.
Yeah.
Exactly. And your kids are already comfortable with them.
Right.
Yeah. So.
And they know, usually if you've had a few play dates, you also know the things that kids might, the boundaries that they're going to try to push.
Yes.
Each individual kid. Mm-hmm. Because that's one of the hardest parts, I think, about starting with a new family is that, you know, if you come in for that one day of work with a brand new kid that you've never met, then it's a day of you having the boundaries pushed.
Exactly. Yes.
And so this way you kind of get that out of the way a little bit earlier.
Right.
With
yeah, you know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go in blind.
Yes, which is so lovely.
Yes.
That's a great feature of Via the Village.
Yeah.
That I didn't even know about. So now
nice.
I know.
Well, you can always learn more on viathevillage.com.
Awesome.
Which is our website.
Yeah. Are there any other features like that that you guys are addressing, problems that you see are not being addressed on other platforms? And just a real quick side note, we're not going to talk about other platforms here.
Right. We're not going to name names.
Yeah, we're not going to name names. If you are wondering about some of the issues that might happen on other platforms, the crossover episode that I did with Practically Perfect Podcast, we, on both of those episodes, we talk about some very specific problems with other platforms that Via the Village is addressing. So if you're curious, if you haven't had to go online to find a job in a while, and you're curious about what's happening,
yes,
that we are kind of alluding to but not talking about, go listen to that episode, both on Chronicles of Nania's feed. There's one half of it, and then on Practically Perfect Podcast, which is another wonderful nanny resource podcast that you should also be listening to because they talk about awesome stuff.
Yes, that's a great one also.
Yeah, so both of those are there for you to listen to and learn more. But yeah, are there other things about this particular platform, Via the Village, that addresses problems that you see?
Yes. Yeah, so Via the Village, one of the things that I love about Via the Village is that nannies, we need a platform where we feel heard.
Yes.
So many platforms cater to parents and not nannies.
Right.
And we're frustrated.
Right.
And we want to see nannies paid what they're worth. We want to see employers knowledgeable about the laws that come with being an employer. We, you know, we're tired of having to compete against babysitters for positions. Mm-hmm. We want a platform that will advocate for us. We want a platform that will educate parents on their responsibilities as nanny employers.
Yeah.
We want to see nannies, you know, getting higher wages, mm-hmm. which is one of the things that nanny shares can do. Nannies can make up to 33% more in a nanny share. And we want to hear from nannies. And one of the unique situations that I'm in right now as both the nanny expert for Via the Village and nanny liaison mm-hmm. is because this platform is still in the development phase, I can take nannies' concerns and I can bring them to my CEO and I can bring them to my our business manager, and we can work together to make sure that this website is going to be an equal platform.
Yes, which is so important and not happening all the time. So that's wonderful. If a nanny is listening to this and is like, ooh, but I have an idea.
Yes.
How can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so they can reach me at kim@viathevillage.com. They can also find me on Facebook, Kim Banakovich, or my personal blog, which is nannyknowhow.org.
Awesome.
And on Facebook, it is Nanny Know How Consulting.
Wonderful. And if you are listening to this and you're driving and you can't write that down and you're like, oh no, it's going to slip my brain, you can always go to Chronicles of Nania's Facebook or the website, and I will make a page of resources about this episode on the website. So check episode resources and you can click through that to get to all the places that Kim just listed. So yes, check those places. Also for links to the Kickstarter.
Yes, correct.
Because I will be posting those like a bunch.
Yes, thank you so much.
I want this to happen.
Yes, we do too.
I think that this will help our community in huge ways that are not happening and would be difficult for an individual nanny to achieve by themselves.
Yes, exactly. Our I feel like as a nanny community, we are, our collective voice is getting stronger, but mm-hmm. we have nowhere to put it.
Right.
We have nothing to pour it into.
Yes.
So I'm hoping that Via the Village can be that space that we, you know, we all come together and we bring our ideas and we help make a change.
Right. Yes. A bunch of nannies saying, how can I help?
Exactly.
And I love that idea. So, well, wonderful. Is there anything else that you'd like to say?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. If you, like I said, if you have questions, email Kim, email Chronicles of Nania, and I will get you in touch with Kim if I can't answer it myself, which probably I won't be able to because this is a pretty new thing. So I will I will get you guys connected if that is my way that I can help.
Yes.
Be sure if you're listening to this, if you can donate, please donate. And if you cannot donate, please share it with your nanny friends and then also your nanny families.
Yes.
Because that's getting the word out is the most important thing.
Right. And, you know, every dollar that's pledged by a nanny is a show of support for what we're trying to do. And it, you know, it just motivates us that much more to get this done. We want to be that change for the industry.
Right. And gives power to your voice to go to potentially, you know, other businesses and be like,
exactly.
Hey, back this.
Nannies want this. Yeah. Right. Right.
Yes.
This is needed.
Yes. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful. So that is your call to action for this week donate if you can, and even $1 is helpful. And if you can't, donate, understandable. It's hard. but please try to get the word out as best you can. Because the more people that do, the bigger our village.
That's
the
right.
wonderful. Well, we end each episode with a fun, cute, uplifting story. And Kim has brought one.
Yes.
Maybe two.
Yeah. So I have a 3-year-old son, so I'm a nanny mom, and I'm a passionate advocate for nanny moms. Many of the articles on my blog are about being a nanny mom. And so a funny story about before I had my son, I had been with my nanny family for 4 years when I found out that I was pregnant. And when the oldest boy was about 4, I think, one day we were having a conversation and he said, "Kim, are you going to have a baby?" And I said, "Well, yeah, maybe, you know, one day." And he said, "I don't want you to have a baby because that would mean you can't be my nanny anymore." And I said, "Well, that's super sweet, but you know I can't be your nanny forever, right? Because, you know, eventually you're going to grow up and you're not going to need me." And he said, "No, you will always be my nanny. And when I get married and have kids, you can be their nanny. And then you can have your own kids." And I said, "Awesome. Yeah. So when I'm 57, I'll be having my first child." And he said, "Yes. And when you have your baby, then my kid can be your baby's nanny." So, you know, full circle.
Yeah. It's the circle of life.
Yes, exactly. The nanny circle of life.
That is adorable. I love that so much. Yep. That's great. Well, thank you so much for coming and talking to me about this. I learned so much. I hope our listeners did too. And thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
And thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week.
Chronicles of Nania is produced and hosted by Martha Reddick. Artwork by Noni Amadon. Theme music by Brad Kemp. Find him at secondbedroomstudio.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Chronicles of Nania and on Twitter at Nania Podcast. To contact us, email chroniclesofnania@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
This show has been brought to you by Machine Culture.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.